Manhattan named Colin.
Colin!
Man, tough act to follow. Love you, Kyle. Where you at?
Right here.
Love you, boy. Good job, man. Can y'all believe this is his first workshop down at the beach? First workshop ever? I'm impressed, man. I love you, dude. I'm a little overwhelmed tonight. This is kind of crazy out here. This is a little different format that I'm used to. You know, I got real comfortable sitting in a meeting. You know what I mean? Talking out of people, not having people behind my back and shit. You know? I got you. My man. I got the big dogs out. So, I'm a little cold. I feel like I'm shaking like a leaf right now. Nerves and cold just don't go too well together, I guess. The most important thing that I can do right now is pray that God works through me to touch the newcomer. The newcomer is the most important person here, right? So before I get into anything, how many people have 10 years or more?
Right here.
Around 5 years or more.
Yeah.
1 year or more.
Right.
6 months or more.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's right. 3 months or more.
There you go.
Good shit. How about 1 month? Does anybody have 1 month or less? 1 month or less? Right there. Yeah, you're my man, you know. You know what I mean? I'm talking to you tonight, right? You're the most important person in my life. I can only keep what I have by giving it away, right? And like Kyle was saying, man, I want everybody to get this. Not everybody will.
That's right.
Right? And some people it'll take time and time and time again. And I never know when the desire is going to be right, just like I never knew until I finally fucking had it. And I'll never forget that day, man, and I cherish that day more than any other day in my entire life. It's the day I finally had the desire. The day I finally surrendered. The day I finally found the willingness needed to stick around here, get clean, right? Follow some direction, follow some suggestions, shut my own agenda down, give up all reservations, and completely give in to the Narcotics Anonymous program. And for me, it was simply because it was the only thing left. Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't want to end up here, you know what I mean? Like, this was not the spot, right? This was not the good time. You know, we always joked on people that ended up here, right? But inside I knew that I didn't belong there the whole time. I always knew that there was just something wrong with me, man. Ever since I can remember. There was just, you know, I just didn't feel right. I didn't fit in. Even being popular, even, you know what I mean, like having friends and stuff, you know, being involved in sports, having a great family, you know, I still knew that there was just something that wasn't right. And when I first picked up that bottle of pop-off vodka in my parents' basement when I was 13 years old, you know that shit? In a plastic bottle. Plastic bottle. Hot as shit. Right? It was sitting in my, I don't know how long it's sitting in my parents' basement, 13 years old. And man, I didn't stop drinking on that hot ass vodka until I passed out. I can't tell you why. Except I found out in here, it's because I'm an addict. It's simple, you know what I mean? I'm an addict. I just like shit like that. I like shit that takes me to the extreme. I love getting high, I love feeling different, you know, feeling different. Feeling different, right? And you know, it was that followed me throughout my entire life. From 13 on, it was just the bigger and the better and the more, and until it was all gone, you know. And it didn't matter whether I pawned my own shit, or whether I was emptying my parents' bank account, or whether I was trying to sell to get it, or whether I was stealing out of every neighborhood car there was, or I was breaking into houses. I had to have it. The disease is progressive, right? We all know that. I don't think none of us would be on this cold-ass beach at 11 at night if we didn't know, you know, that we needed something else, right? So I guess I'm gonna fast forward through about maybe 10 treatments, probably about 10 jails, you know, some psych wards, some therapists, you know, some suicidal cries, a ton of relationships, good relationships. You know, they were by the wayside. I guess I'll fast forward to the very end, man, and just say there was no one left. I burned every bridge there was. My parents kind of said the same thing as Kyle's and said, "You're never welcome back here again." And my brother, my best friend, he was at a loss. You know, we used side by side for years. Me and my brother. Just so happened he's not an addict. That can happen, you know? Like, you can use hard as shit and not be an addict. I'm not trying to give anybody an excuse to say, "Oh, hold up. Well, maybe not."
Okay? Yeah, let's rethink this. Let's rethink this.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you don't know yet, then maybe, I don't know, you know. I know I'm an addict. You know, there ain't no question, there ain't no doubt about it. I've tried to not be for, I guess, the 10 years before I got here. Tried to just not be an addict. Tried to be normal. You know what I mean? Everything under the sun. I tried to, you know, contain it to vacations, right? Just vacations.
Yeah.
Weekends, only with family. I'm not gonna shoot it, I'm just gonna sniff it. I'm not gonna smoke it, I'm just gonna drink it. I'm not gonna do anything, I'm just gonna sell it. I'm just gonna go to the club for the music.
Yeah.
I just want to fit in. I'm just looking for a good time. You know what I mean? There's just no doubt. There was no doubt in the end. You know, I finally hit that place that I needed to hit, that I feel like every addict needs to hit, and that can be at any level. You know. For me, I had to go to the point where there was literally no one left. Even the addicts that I was trying to sell to were like, "Get the fuck out of here." You're in a bad situation when the addicts don't even want your ass around no more, and you got the shit. God showed up. I missed him for many years. Her, it, I don't care what you call it. Look around at however many people are here. There's something fucking working. There is a power. That this doesn't happen, man. We'd be all like on the fire with spoons and shit, you know? Like, right?
Stem.
Or a stem for this guy.
Me too.
Me too. Crackhead.
Me too. Me too. Tell everybody.
There is something, man, and I couldn't miss it anymore. You know, the saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. When my ass was completely out of hope, completely helpless, feeling totally helpless, no answers, no solutions left. That's when I was right. That's when I was finally right to receive what it wanted for me all along. And what I have today, because I was willing to let it take over. And it was as simple as taking my beat up ass into a meeting. I had been introduced when I was 15 years old. I knew where I belonged. And I brought my ass in here, and I was 25 years old. And I was ready to die, man. I just didn't want to go on anymore like that. And I didn't think that there was any hope to find any happiness or a life worth living. But I was okay if I just didn't fucking use no more, because I was tired of hurting everyone, man. You know, there were a whole lot of coincidences that happened in the period of just a couple days. A whole lot of coincidences that I look back on now and go, that was God. Mm-hmm. That was God pushing me to finally find exactly what I was looking for my entire life. You understand what I mean? Like, I searched and searched and searched forever, man. I walked in here with my head down, and I couldn't really talk anymore. Words weren't really making sense, and I didn't trust myself talking anyways, because I would just lie. And God took over, right? And how it happened was, there was a guy in Narcotics Anonymous in that AA meeting. And that guy stayed with me and talked to me for about an hour after that meeting. I chased meetings for another week. 6 a.m., 10 a.m., noon, 8. I just didn't trust myself anymore, you know? And finally there was this one, I call him my N.A. angel. I was in a 10 a.m. meeting. This guy let me know, meet me down the street at 8 o'clock tonight, N.A. meeting. Went to that meeting, he walked me around to about 20 dudes that had multiple years of recovery. And they wanted to share their hope. The same hope I'm trying to share. Right? We got your back, right? I was waking up every morning and going to the methadone clinic. That next morning was a Saturday. For some reason, my alarm didn't go off. Another coincidence. I look back on a day and go, okay, it was time to get sick, you know? I got a phone book full of numbers last night. 20 numbers. I had a decision to make. I've never in my life been able to be sick and not get well if I have the opportunity. I was just finally fucking tired, man. And I went through the most grueling detox I've ever been through in my entire life. It was the worst time of my entire life. At the time, looking back on it now, best time of my entire life. Mm. Best time of my entire life. I was able to be reduced to a point where my face didn't matter anymore. It was my ass that mattered. Mm-hmm. I picked up the phone that morning, and I called every number in that book. Until one of us drove an hour to come and get me and pick me up. I've never looked back, y'all. That was when I stopped using. That was my first day clean. So. You think I did that? Not a chance. Narcotics Anonymous did that. I'm not twisted on that. I had nothing to do with it. I put my life in Narcotics Anonymous' hands. I use Narcotics Anonymous and God. I use them kind of like, you know, one and the same for me. I know that there's a power that's over all this. I've seen it work in my life many times. But like, you know, whenever I needed the hand of God, someone in NA was there to reach out. They put me up, man. They let me stay in their houses to attempt to sleep. 10 days I went with no sleep, man, on these people's couches. I was losing my fucking mind, man. On the 9th day, you know, after another meeting, right, they would take me to meetings all day, let me stay at their house, got me in the recovery house finally. On the 9th day, I was done. I couldn't take it no more, you know what I mean? And I told them, 3 guys, I told them, I said, I'm fucking walking into them woods and you ain't gonna stop me. I need to go figure out what the fuck is wrong with me by myself. And I really didn't want to come back out. And there was this one guy, man. He was 17 years old. He was clean for 3 months. Y'all from the Bay Area, his name was Charlie. Charlie D. And he said, please, man, I beg you, stay one more night. Please, I beg you, stay one more night. And I was losing my shit. I thought everybody in NA at this point was out to get me. Paranoia had set in deep, man. Psychosis was crazy. But I stayed one more night, man. And that was the night I got some sleep. So I wanna use that to jump into a story about last night. So last night is my home group. Friday night, keep it real. It's in Laurel. One of the best meetings there is, man. I'm grateful for all my home group members that are here with me tonight. But just like them, I would have been down here last night if I didn't have something to do this morning. You know, I had to, I was asked to be the godfather to my niece. Right? Just so many blessings. It would take another hour to talk about them, right? So I had to stay back while she got her first communion today. It was a little weird being in church, you know. But I tried being open, right? Listening for the messages, you know, and forgetting all the outer stuff, man. Anyways, so last night I open up my home group, and I'm the only one there. Everybody's at the beach, you know. And I'm standing there, and this dude walks up the steps. This dude walks up the steps and he said, 13 days ago I died for 4 minutes. I shot so much dope that I died. They brought me back to life. I spent a few days in the ER. I got out about 10 days ago and I've been hitting a meeting like 3 a day. I've been chasing them, man. I'm loving what I'm finding here. I had to be there for that. What if that door wasn't open, man, you know? This is one of the most spiritual experiences I've experienced in a long time. Because this dude's story was the same story. You know? And I started getting into everything that happened. And how I feel his pain about that detox that he was going through, you know? You know, he felt like he was losing his mind, his bones, he wanted to break them. I was like, yeah! Oh, your bones, you want to break them? That's some shit, man. But yeah, I get that, you know?
Me too.
And I started telling him about that guy, man, that made me stay one more night. I started telling him about Charlie. And I said, man, thank God for this guy that asked me to just stay one more night. Just hold on. 5 more minutes, right? And Charlie never makes it to my home group. Very rarely. Maybe my anniversary. Charlie walked up the steps as soon as I said that shit.
Damn.
We had 4 people in that meeting last night. One of the best meetings I've ever been to. Can't miss God around here. And I know for some it's hard to believe, you know what I mean? All you gotta do is look around, right? Call it NA, I don't care what you call it, man. There's something, man. This is a miracle that I'm even alive today. This is a gift I didn't deserve. You know what I mean? I did everything in my power to put my own ass in the ground. Something saved me. I mean, gave me another shot. And I don't understand why me and why not the next dude. Why not Carrie? You know? Why not Jamie? Why not the 15 other friends I've lost around here? Why not my sister? Why didn't my sister, you know, live? Why did I get to live? And the only thing that I've ever been able to come up with is so that I can help the newcomer. So that I can be here like all those angels were here for me when I got here. That's the only thing I can really come up with, man. Take that back. I got a few more reasons today. You know? I got a few more reasons today. My wife is sitting right there. She's definitely a good fucking reason. Right?
That's a reason.
Yeah.
Good to reason. I'm married too. That better be a reason. You're gonna find out.
Hey, look. I heard that shit about not getting a relationship early in recovery. Thank God I had a sponsor that told me, look, man, you can get in a relationship all you want. You know? You gotta pay the consequences. Right? But who's to say that stuff can't work out, man?
That's right.
Who's to say? I've never read that in a textbook anywhere. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Mm-hmm. All right. Good suggestion, right? I understand it. What my sponsor told me was that recovery had to stay number one over everything. And I knew that. I knew that without recovery, without Narcotics Anonymous, without all the principles, without the service work, without everything like that, man, I ain't got nothing, right? Just like I came here with absolutely nothing. Except some hopelessness, right? Except some desperation. That's all I got. That's all I'll have again, if it weren't for Narcotics Anonymous, right? But I got in a relationship. You know, she was a month, I was 3 months clean, and she was hot as hell, and I was feeling again, you know?
Somewhere you're hot.
And I guess what I'm here to say is that recovery stayed number one for both of us. You know, and separately we grew. We had our own network, we had our own sponsors, you know. You wouldn't see us sitting next to each other in meetings. I'm not faulting anybody that does. This is me and us, you know. We ended up getting married, man. And we have two amazing reasons
right.
to be alive today.
That's right.
You know? Two little blessings, man. That are up here with us, asleep. And one of the best gifts I get on a daily basis, man. She goes to work early, I stay back, and I get the kids up and take them to school, daycare. And I get about 10 to 15, maybe even 20 minutes in the morning where I'm still in bed and my oldest, my 4-year-old, gets up, right? And he walks into his 1-year-old little baby brother's bedroom without me knowing, right? And he jumps up in his crib and I hear them in there laughing with each other. I hear my 4-year-old reading them books, you know? And they're just yucking it up, man. It's one of the best feelings. I get to sit there and wake up to that, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What a blessing. You know? What a blessing. So many blessings, so many miracles. The gifts are endless around here. You can have whatever you want, man. They told me the sky is the limit. I have found out that's true, you know? We are some driven-ass people. right? We get what we want. We make sure we get it, right? What do you want? You want to be a man or a woman of integrity? You know, you want to take these principles with you everywhere you go. You want to lay your head down at night peaceful. You know, you want to be a trustworthy individual at work. You want to work hard. You want to be a man of your word. You know, stuff like this. That's the kind of shit that has been important to me for many years now, you know? Yeah, clean in 2005. So about 10 and a half, 11 years now. That's been my main goal, to be that dude, you know? And because of that, you know, people out there, they look at us like awesome-ass people, you know? Like a lot of people don't have principles like we have, man. When we take those into the workplace, when we like take those into society, man, we're like revered, man. You know, Narcotics Anonymous, dude. You know what? What's better? Yeah, I never, like I said, never wanted to end up here, man. Had no idea what I was missing. Everything I ever wanted, I found it here. And the only way I can keep it, man, is to keep trying to be a service. Keep trying to pick the newcomer up, man. You know what I mean? Be available. Be a service. And live by these principles. Even when it ain't comfortable. Because it ain't most of the time, I find. It ain't when the job pays you, like the job accidentally on two occasions in the past 6 months paid me like $500 to $800 extra. It ain't easy to give that shit back. You know what I mean? Right. I want to lay my head down at night on a pillow and sleep peacefully, right? I want to keep being that man of integrity that even when nobody's looking and nobody will know, you know, I do the right thing. That's what I've been trying to do for 10 and a half years. Put the next right foot in front of the other. You know, do the next right thing. I feel like that's the steps right there. Do the next right thing, right? And when I don't, man, try to make it right. Most of the time I don't. Truly grateful, man. I'm truly grateful for y'all. And I know that without you, I have nothing. Without Narcotics Anonymous, without my friends, without my network, I will use again. It's proven, right? So I stay here, man. I stay in the middle. You know, all the friends I got clean with, seems like they've all kind of gone their own separate ways, and they're all using again. You know? I'm not going to do that, man. I'm staying in the middle. And with you guys, anything is possible. I love y'all, and thanks for letting me share.